The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It was on this date in 1919, you might remember where you were when the Grand Canyon National Park was established by Congress.
What year was that?
1919.
All right. Is that when they first saw it?
No. Yes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa, look at that.
What year did Arizona become a state? That was one of the later ones.
You went to Arizona Territory College, right?
1522.
Tempe Normal School.
That's right.
At the time.
Arizona became a state in what, the 1880s, maybe?
I want to say it was later than that.
It might have been. I don't know.
I think it was part of that.
The only way we could figure that out.
1912.
Right. Oh, that late? Oh, it was later than that.
The Gadsden Purchase.
All right.
It's part of that. That was a better deal.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Louisiana 1912. Purchase was junk. We live there, right?
Yeah. If you look at. What's a tweet after the election?
Yeah, what was it?
This showed Louisiana Purchase and then an electoral map.
Right.
And it, of course, it was all red.
Right.
And
with cows.
I forget who said, is it too late to give back the Louisiana Purchase?
Except for District 2.
Right. We're living smack in the middle of it.
Yeah,
Arizona was the last one before Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah, they were the 48.
They were 48.
Did not know that. I thought it might have been like New Mexico, Arizona, one of those two.
So they held out.
Yeah. Well,
they were surrounded.
The, yeah. The longest running trophy, college football trophy, is,
the land grant?
Tempe Normal School or whatever at the time.
Versus
and
Arizona.
The University of Arizona. And they were just the Arizona Territory at the time.
Oh, okay.
And that trophy started in the late 1800s.
Yeah, that would make sense.
1890 or thereabouts.
That's because they're foreigners.
Yep.
But go see the Grand Canyon before it goes away.
Yeah, I still haven't been there. I've been in Arizona
a bunch
of times.
Are they filling it in? Or
that
why is it going
up.
Away?
We're filling it with sand.
Yeah, they're not going to fill it anytime soon, but I do want to see it.
I just always say that. That's my advice for any national park.
Before it goes away.
Well, like Yellowstone, it's legit because a volcano's going to blow that up any time now. Because I mentioned that in a Facebook post, and somebody said, go see it before. Where is it going somewhere?
Well, that's.
Didn't you see the hashtag Supervolcano 2020?
If
you're talking about paranoia, I know you are about that volcano. That's kind of real. They saw another passenger jet saw something fly over it yesterday. A cylinder.
They said it looked like a missile.
I'm telling you that.
A few days ago.
Telling you that's what's going to happen to us. Mark my words. Another world is going to attack us in our lifetime. And we all laugh like they're science fiction movies. I'm telling you, that's going to go, what? That doesn't surprise me none.
And the reason they're going to attack us is because we're a soft target and they know they can win.
Well, it's just...
They're going to beat us soundly.
It's just that I don't think everybody is seeing things.
And I, for one, welcome our new alien overlords.
See how that works for you. They kill you then.
Where'd that happen, Craig? Northern Arizona, northern New Mexico?
Right. I forget.
They said it looked like a missile.
It was a passenger jet.
Passenger jet, but
they said it looked like a missile. And they do fire missiles out of the White Sands in southern New Mexico.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It more like the guy said, no, it was a green man.
It was a flight to Phoenix.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and they said it looked like a missile. And, of course it's a UFO because it was a flying object and it's unidentified. So, by definition, yes, it was certainly a UFO.
I still think
But they acknowledged it.
I think there's something out there.
They acknowledged it, but they didn't say, we shot a missile. And they're never going to say, accidentally fired a missile out of White Sands.
Yeah
it, was it was somewhere over northeast New Mexico.
Yeah.
Somebody knows what that is.
Yeah. Well, we hope so. I mean, I'd rather that somebody knows what it is than aliens just decide to attack us.
If aliens attacked, you'd still have the same 30% of people going, no, they didn't.
Exactly, Nick. And by the way, it is 30%.
Here's how it sounded to the guy in the...
Yeah, they released the audio.
Here's how it sounded to the guy in the control tower.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that... I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
That'd be terrifying.
See, that's something we need to know. I mean, if it's really unidentified and it wasn't a missile, we need to know that. And if it was Larry screwing around at work and hitting a button, you know, yeah. we need to know that too.
But they're never going to admit that.
No, they're not.
If they accidentally fired off a missile from the White Sands, they'll never say, "Oh, sorry, that could have taken out a passenger plane." Because it could have.
Sorry. Oh, easily.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Another story here about a $35 garage sale fine turning into a $500,000 Chinese ancient bowl.
Man, happens all the time, right?
All the time.
Yeah, usually you just buy crap from those places.
Yeah. Well, that's an expensive garage sale purchase.
Yep.
It is.
For a bowl?
How much?
35. Yeah.
But a good return on your investment.
Yeah. Well, you take a dime.
Right.
If you can turn around and sell it right away. I mean, they say it's worth $500,000. Has he sold it to somebody for $500,000?
They're about to. Sotheby's is about to auction that.
Okay. It was worth something, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This isn't a Dale Earnhardt unwrapped car.
Right. Well, and if they're auctioning it and saying it's worth $500,000, it might go for more than that.
Yes.
Because I always get bothered when they say, "Oh, this is worth that."
Yeah, but that's what you're talking about, Todd.
Right. It's worth whatever somebody's going to pay for
it. Well, this is obviously something that is worth
it. Well, they obviously feel somebody's going to pay $500,000 for it.
They found out it was worth money?
How'd they find out?
I don't know how they found out. Yeah. The auction house says there's only six other bowls known to have survived this particular period of history from the 15th century in China.
One of the neighbors grabbing some jelly beans and said, "You know, that bowl's worth $500,000.
Well, first of all, how about the guy that sold it?
How do you know so much about bowls, Jim?
Antiques Roadshow.
How depressed are you if that was in your garage and you just sold it for $35?
I wouldn't even want to know.
No, but he does. He does know because he knows what that bowl is. This is a story. He knows it's his.
There was some douche at a garage sale we had that like bought some old like Raggedy Ann dolls or something. Right. And he, as he's walking away, he's like, "I want to sell this for lots of money." You're like, whatever. You're like an unhappy just piece. I'd rather do whatever.
Felt the need to announce that he got over on you.
Yeah, like, okay.
My wife had a couple of those, and I helped her set up, but I refused to be the guy out there. I just said,
"What's the worst?"
And she had people that would say it was listed as like $2, and they go, "Can you take a? Would you take 50 cents?" They say stuff like that, and I said, "What?" I said, "You're wasting your time. I mean, it's just a small." I said, and then she wouldn't do it sometimes because it was a principle. It's like, you know. It's two bucks.
Yeah. I've known people that have done those, and it's like you spend 8 or 9 hours on a Saturday, and you net $30.
Well, that's when you sell junk like that. And you know? Like that. We actually were moving one time. We sold a lot of cool stuff, and we made $300-$400. She did. I didn't see it. I bought the furniture, but I didn't see the third.
This seems to happen to you a lot.
When we've done
what
those before,
she's at work.
I've tried to talk to my wife, and I'm like, "Why don't we just make everything free on the last day?"
Right. Oh, that's to get rid of it, right?
I'm like, if we don't want any of this stuff, like, don't bring it back in the house. Like, we wouldn't have to drop it off to Goodwill or whatever. Just they want it.
People were haggling with you.
I didn't go
out.
That's what they do. I think that's
the name of the game.
I think that's part of the game, Todd. I think that's part of the game.
I'm glad you got out of that ghetto.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I never really felt safe there.
I know. It was really.
There are garage
calling
sales.
It middle class was kind of being generous.
There are garage sales in every part of the city. Rich, middle class, poor, whatever. There's always garage sales. And it's crazy. I never understood either. I never stopped at one ever. But that's a whole other culture that loves that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a different world.
Yeah. But there's also people that get stuff that they can't afford.
But I'll see garage sale signs in like really high end neighborhoods in Scottsdale and
all the time.
Really, you need $100?
Yeah.
How badly you need $100? Maybe their kid is putting it on or something. I don't know. But why don't you just give that away?
Yeah. Well, you don't know anybody. You don't know anybody's financial situation.
I don't.
I mean, you don't. There are people that are house poor all the time. You know. And but Nick's right about that, giving it away. Sometimes you can't give stuff away.
No.
You can have that too. Nah.
Yeah, well, then it goes to the Goodwill. Right.
But you're just
the Goodwill
But even Goodwill, those places, sometimes they don't take stuff.
Yeah, right? Sometimes they won't take all your stuff.
Because it's basically just junk. They don't want it. Right.
But you're a douche if you're walking into somebody's garage sale and it's 50 cents and you're trying to haggle them down to 25.
Yeah. People do that.
Get out.
They do.
People do
just
that.
Just get out.
People do that.
You're I think it's more rare for somebody just to pay what you're asking for it. No
right.
questions asked.
Right.
But you're right. Goodwill does turn some stuff down.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like I know in Denver, they don't want your ski gear. They're full of ski gear.
I bet they are.
Where do you take it then?
Oh, you put it on Craigslist. Or you just junk it.
The worst ones was we had a garage sale, and I'm like, it's all stuff we don't want.
Right.
If it's out in the driveway,
right.
Who cares? My wife's like, oh, let's bring it back inside. I think we're going to do this again. And then, like, 3 months, I'm like, oh, no. No, again?
I know.
It's so weird. I don't even like want to walk out to the garage to get a beer or anything.
I know.
Like, there's people walking, looking at all your stuff.
Honey, I slipped and accidentally lit all that stuff on fire, so it's not coming back inside.
Well, I'll tell you, the day we did it, because we were moving. We moved, obviously, back last summer, so there was some bigger stuff we wanted to get rid of, and decent stuff, too. And my wife had to leave, and I was there by myself, but I had to go somewhere. Somebody called, so I left, and by the way, this is when I didn't, something stopped the garage door from closing.
Oh,
when I left.
That's your nightmare.
So I come driving back after about 5 minutes. I just had to go something real quick. And there's like 8 people in my garage. And I know nobody's in the house. So I pull in like, hey, okay, can I help you? Oh, I said, no, we're closed. I basically said, we're closed.
Hey, get out.